Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting second. The left fielder, Gus Bell. Batting third. The center fielder, Lee May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting 5th. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting 6th. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Tommy Aaron. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Amado Samuel. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Warren Sparn. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Altman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Landrum. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting 8th. The catcher, Kuno Berrigan. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Cardwell. And now, play ball. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive towards first. Altman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Matthews takes first base on ball four. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Matthews. The throw from Berrigan and he is out. Rogers applying the tag. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Crandall hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Matthews. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samuel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landrum. The throw from Crandall and he is safe. Landrum steals second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Aaron is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sparn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Kuno Berrigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berrigan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cardwell strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Altman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Braves. Eddie Matthews batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Matthews is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Matthews moves to third. Tommy Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Brock. Aaron reaches second base with a double. Matthews scores. Crandall goes all the way around to score. Aaron moves to third. It's 4-0, Braves. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Samuel is 0 for 1 in the game. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hubs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubs hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sparn is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Berrigan for a passed ball. Sparn moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell strikes out. 2 outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Samuel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Aaron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Aaron hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Altman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Matthews is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Aaron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matthews moves to third. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Samuel is 0 for 2 in the game. Samuel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-0 Braves. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sparn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sparn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McMillan is 0 for 3 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel pinch hits for Kuno Berrigan. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bertel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim McEnany pinch hits for Don Cardwell. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McEnany is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Bertel now catching. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Gus Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May strikes out. 2 outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbs strikes out. 1 out. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Altman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aaron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Matthews is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Matthews hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-0, Braves. Del Crandall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Crandall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Aaron is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Samuel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Johnson now playing left field. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Landrum is 0 for 2 in the game. Landrum hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Samuel catches it and throws to first to double up Santo. 2 outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sparn is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sparn strikes out. 1 out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McMillan is 0 for 4 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. May is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. May hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-0, Braves. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Aaron is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 10, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Burpell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Burpell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burpell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson, who is chasing the ball. Burpell reaches third base with a triple. Jim McKnight pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Jim McKnight is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McKnight hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 0 for 3 in the game. Brock is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hubbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burpell scores. It's 10-1, Braves. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samuel fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.